Hi everyone, I'm Brian.
And I'm Laura.
Laura, do you like serious, dramatic films?
Yes, I do, but my favorite type of movie or my favorite movie genre is actually romantic comedies.
Well, today we're going to be looking at something that's a little more serious than that. In English, we usually call these kinds of movies drama movies, though I think drama means something else in Taiwan. So over the next 2 days, we're going to be learning about a film called Boyhood that is a very special kind of film. Now, I won't give away why it is so special, so why don't we get into day one of our teaching to find out.
Reading.
Mason, who is 6 years old, lives with his sister Samantha and their mother Olivia in a small town in Texas. His estranged father visits, but when the family moves to Houston, Mason worries about whether or not he'll see his father again. He does, but his separated parents still argue when they see each other. Eventually, Mason's mother remarries, but it doesn't turn out so well for the family. This is just one of many slice-of-life scenes presented in Boyhood, which follows the story of Mason up until he attends university. That might not sound particularly remarkable, but the way the movie was filmed is. Boyhood was shot over the span of 12 years, with all the same actors, and it shows them age and mature on screen. Boyhood's focus is on growing up, and the many trials and tribulations Mason faces while becoming an adult. His father left the family, while his mother struggles to put food on the table. Mason experiences puberty, love, and moving out, all before the audience's eyes.
Day one of our article begins with Mason, who is 6 years old, lives with his sister Samantha and their mother Olivia in a small town in Texas.
首先今天我们就一开始就故事展开了就是这个六岁大的Mason呢 跟他的姐姐 Samantha 还有他的母亲 Olivia 一起住在一个在Texas 也就是德州的小镇哦。
Now the article continues, his estranged father visits, but when the family moves to Houston, Mason worries about whether or not he'll see his father again. So, Mason and his sister, Samantha, are raised by their mom because their dad is estranged. Now, if someone is estranged, they are no longer involved or connected somehow with a person or a group.
I see. 所以我们来看到 estranged 这个字，大家可能会觉得，哎，它可能跟 strange 这个奇怪的有点像。其实 estranged 呢，我们可以用这样去联想，它就是疏远的、生疏的这样子的意思哦。所以呢，如果比方我们用这个刚刚课文的 his estranged father， 意思就是 his father who no longer lives with him。 OK，所以他们可能常常就是因为分居啦，不住在一起而疏远的这样子的意思。那刚刚的句子我们也。 看到 whether or not 有着是否这样子的意思 For example, we're going whether or not you decide to come along. Okay, that just means we're going if you decide to come with us, and we're going if you decide not to come with us.
Right.
意思就是不论你要不要决定一起来，我们都要去哦。所以刚刚回到课文哦，他提到就是他分居的爸爸呢，会来访。但是呢，当他们的家搬到休斯敦之后呢， Mason 很担心他是不是呢，是否还可以再见到爸爸哦。
Now, next in the article, it reads, he does, but his separated parents still argue when they see each other. Now, Laura, what does it mean if someone is separated?
Okay, separated 其实就有着分居的啦，不在一起生活的这样的意思。So maybe not living with a husband or wife or partner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for example, if you say my sister is separated from her husband, that means my sister and her husband are separated. Separated, they no longer live together.
So it's kind of like breaking up for married people.
Yeah.
They haven't gotten divorced yet, they're just not together.
Mm.
So we could say, for example, the married couple became separated after the wife moved out of their home.
Mm.
Well, I guess all of this must make Mason feel pretty unhappy, right?
Exactly, especially when they argue whenever they see each other.
Right.
我们刚刚也提到 argue 这个字哦，它是一个动词，但是呢，如果我们要表示吵架，用名词来用的话，我们要用 argument 这个字 ,argument.另外呢，在英文也可以用 quarrel, Q-U-A-R-R-E-L 来表示吵架这样子的意思哦。For example, the children were arguing over which TV program to watch. 所以刚刚的课文提到就是呢，他确实是有在见到他爸爸，可是呢，他已分开的父母仍然一见面就吵架。
So, what does the article say next, Laura?
Okay, the article continues. Eventually, Mason's mother remarries, but it doesn't turn out so well for the family.
Okay, so it sounds like something happens eventually, which means that it happened at some later time. So, after some time, Mason's mom gets married again,But it doesn't turn out well, which I guess would mean that the husband is probably not a very good guy.
Yeah.
When we say that if something doesn't turn out well, means that in the end, the result was, it was, you know,
not in this very good.
Yeah, not very good.
Okay, 我们来看一下 eventually 这个字哦，其实就是指最后终于怎么样。So we use eventually or sometimes in the end to say that the result or the outcome of something was something else. Okay, so 比方像是 they eventually got bored and went home. Okay, 那另外呢，我们刚刚有提到他再婚了，我们用到 remarry 这个字哦。其实我们看到字首 re 都有 again 再怎么样这样的意思，像是 replay or review 这都是有再一次播放或是再一次的看复习这样子的意思。那 turn out 呢，这个片语我们常会用来表示本来以为怎么样，后来结果跟你预期的不同。So something can turn out well or turn out badly or fine.For example, to my surprise, it turned out that I was wrong. So maybe you assume that, you know, something is right, and then it turned out, yeah, you were wrong. Okay, 所以刚刚提到的课文就是到最后呢，这个 Mason 的妈妈再婚了，但是最后这个结果对这个家庭不算是太理想哦。
Now the article continues, this is just one of many slice of life scenes presented in Boyhood.Which follows the story of Mason up until he attends university.
Okay, slice of life. 这里就是有着生活片段或是片刻这样子的意思。So it's just showing what ordinary life is like. For example, a slice of life drama.
Right, it's like you have a cake or a pie or a pizza and you cut a slice out and it shows you, you know, kind of what it's like on the inside.And Boyhood is obviously, I guess we can tell from the article, it's about many common things that happen to many people these days. Otherwise, why would we say slice of life? So it just means that we get a look into everything that is involved in Mason's life.
That's right. And we also saw the word boyhood. Okay, the word boyhood itself is just a way of describing the time when a boy is growing up.
Right.
Later on, we can say he's in adulthood. Okay, boyhood 意思就是指这个男生的这个童年或者是少年时代。Okay, we also saw the phrase follow something up. Okay, 意思就是对某个事情采取进一步或是深入的调查、追踪等等。那整句话课文是在说啊，其实刚刚这只是这个 boyhood， 也就是年少时代呈现的众多的生活场景之一。那镜头会跟随着 Mason 的人生，直到他上大学为止哦。
Now, the article goes on to say,That might not sound particularly remarkable, but the way the movie was filmed is. Now, if something is done particularly, it means that it is somehow special or done more than usual. For example, we could say, Amanda can cook particularly well for someone who is only 12 years old.
Wow, 12. Okay, so particularly. 其实就跟我们常说的 especially 这个字的用法很类似，就是特别怎么样，尤其怎么样。那我们刚刚句子也看到了 remarkable 这个字，意思就是非常值得注意或是非常特别非凡的这样的意思。所以刚刚整句的课文提到，就是这样的剧情听起来可能没什么特别，但是呢，特别的地方哦，就是在这部片的拍摄的方式哦。
Now in this case, the article says Boyhood story doesn't sound particularly interesting or remarkable or amazing,、but the movieis. Now, why is that, Laura?
The article says Boyhood was shot over the span of 12 years. Wow. With all the same actors, and it shows them age and mature on screen. Wow.
Right. So, in case you're wondering, a span is the distance between two points. So, in this case, it's over a time of 12 years. We could also say,The span between here and the other side of the valley is 1 kilometer or something like that.、
Mm-hmm.
Now, we also heard how viewers can watch the actors in Boyhood age. In this case, age is a verb, and it means that someone or something gets older. So, for example, we could say, Henry has barely aged since I last saw him 5 years ago. Or...Wine is put into large wooden barrels and left to age, so it can become older and change.
Wow, 刚刚的课文当中呢，我们看到了很多字。首先呢，我们提到了一段的时间，就是12年嘛。我们是用 a span of, 然后后面接几年几年。而 age 呢，一般当作名词来用，就是年龄的意思。不过在课文当中，它可是当作动词来用，有着变老的意思。For example, you haven't aged a day since I saw you last. Wow.就是说哇你怎么都一直都不会变老诶那我们常也会在 age 后面加上 less ageless 就是很像我们口语常说的冻龄就是有一个人看起来非常年轻比实际年龄还更年轻哦
Now in the article we heard that the actors age and mature、
right.
Now but what does it mean to mature?
Okay, mature 这个字呢可以用来当作动词或是形容词哦。在本课呢当作动词来用就是变成熟或是长大这样子的意思哦。For example, girls mature earlier than boys, both physically and mentally. Okay.、
Mm-hmm.
所以在这个 boyhood 就是年少时代是花了12年拍摄那用的是同样一批演员哦。在这个荧幕上我们刚刚提到是 on screen, 呈现出他们年岁的增长与衰老。The article goes on to say, Boyhood's focus is on growing up and the many trials and tribulations Mason faces while becoming an adult.
Right. This film is all about, how difficult life can be sometimes, especially for Mason, who is only being taken care of by his mom. Now, maybe you've heard the word trial before in terms of a court case.
Yeah.
Here, trial means a kind of test.So we could say, for example, the people applying for the job had to go through a number of trials before they were hired. Now, a tribulation is much worse, though. It means an experience that causes someone to suffer.
Okay, 所以当我们提到 trial 在本课当中有着就是这个磨练啊或是考验啊非常艰苦这样子的意思 A tribulation 呢其实也有着苦难磨难这样的意思所以加起来呢我们可想而知 trials and tribulation 就是非常的辛苦这样的意思哦所以课文刚刚提到就是年少时代呢琢磨于成长和成长大人的过程当中 Mason 所面临的挑战和苦恼
So what does the article say next?
His father left the family while his mother struggles to put food on the table.
Things sound tough. In fact, his mother struggles putting food on the table, and that happens to be our shortcut for you for today.
Mm-hmm.
So let's check out that clip now.
Shortcut for you.
Please, sir, can you spare some change?
Change? Well, sure. Why not? Let's see.
There you go.
Thank you so much. This really means a lot to me.
Yeah, no problem. It must be difficult for you to put food on the table.
Difficult? Oh, well, I don't think it's that difficult. You just pick up the food and then put on the table.
To put food on the table means to have enough money for your basic needs.
Oh, I see. Put food on the table is 养家活口.
You got it. It must really be a struggle to put food on the table.
That's true. I don't have a job or a home. In fact, I don't even own a table.
Oh my. That must be really tough. Here. Here's another coin.
Thanks again. I'll save up for food and the table.
Alright, welcome back everyone. Before the break, we heard how Mason's mom struggles to put food on the table. So, in other words, she doesn't make very much money.
That's right. So the article goes on to say, Mason experiences puberty, love, and moving out, all before the audience's eyes.
What's puberty?
Puberty 其实就是青春期哦，所以其实 Mason 经历的这个青春期啊，爱情，然后搬离加州，不过这一切都发生在观众的眼前哦， all before the audience's eyes.
Right, and all of this, it seems so real because it was shot over 12 years, so we keep seeing him get older. So, that concludes day one of our teaching, but don't go anywhere because we still have our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
Okay, so today's For You Chat question is,What do you remember the most about your childhood, Brian?
I remember moving around a lot. My family, we moved to different places. And we spent 6 years in Florida, and then we moved to Texas, and then South America, and then back to the U.S. So when I was little, I think it was fairly normal. You know, kind of normal kids stuff. I played some baseball and, you know, did...kind of average kid things.
Wow, that's great. Well, actually, I moved around too. Actually, when I was around 3 years old, I went to actually a country called Zaire, and it's now called Congo. Yeah, for 1 year only, and then I came back to Taiwan, and then our whole family moved to Australia when I was seven, so I kind of moved, and that was actually a fun experience for me, but not for my sister, though. I don't think she liked it when she was a child.
Really? She didn't like Australia?
She just missed home, her friends and everything.
Yeah.
But I was excited. I was like, I couldn't wait to, you know, find out more about Australia, the animals, and even, you know, make new friends. So those were all exciting experiences. So what about you guys? What do you remember the most about your childhood? Now, you know, share among your friends, or you could write to us and share with us too. Until next time, this is Laura.
And I'm Brian.
See you next time. Bye.
Boyhood.Mason, who is 6 years old, lives with his sister Samantha and their mother Olivia in a small town in Texas. His estranged father visits, but when the family moves to Houston, Mason worries about whether or not he'll see his father again. He does, but his separated parents still argue.When they see each other. Eventually, Mason's mother remarries, but it doesn't turn out so well for the family. This is just one of many slice of life scenes presented in Boyhood, which follows the story of Mason up until he attends university. That might not soundparticularly remarkable, but the way the movie was filmed is. Boyhood was shot over the span of 12 years with all the same actors, and it shows them age and mature on screen. Boyhood's focus is on growing up and the many trials and tribulations Mason faces while becoming an adult. His father left the family, while his mother struggles to put food on the table. Mason experiences puberty, love, and moving out, all before the audience's eyes.
Vocabulary Review.
Separate. The teacher keeps certain students separated so they won't chat too much in class. Eventually. Thomas is a short boy, but he will eventually grow to be as tall as his brothers. Particularly. Michael Jackson was a good singer, but also a particularly good dancer. Age. A man's vision is sure to grow worse as he ages. Mature. When some plants mature, they produce fruit that people can eat. Trial. Despite all the trials my grandparents have gone through in life, they are still happy and healthy.